go. Second hour.
I got a bunch of Jones clips, and I got this article by Christopher Bolin from the 20th. The Orlando Massacre and the Zionist Propaganda of Alex Jones. And I covered this right in the that day. And I covered Watson, kind of the stuff that he's going to cover in this article. But I wanted to kind of just put it out there. And then I'm gonna play some of the nuggets that throughout the week that I always kind of make my little notes and then play and comment on. With the Orlando Massacre story, Alex Jones and Infowars.com reveal their primary purpose is to serve as a Zionist propaganda outlet, supporting the deception behind the fraudulent war on terror. And we saw this. All the guys that worked for Jones, especially Watson and Biggs and these guys that basically just played it up like it was an Islamic terror attack, some sort of, you know, lone wolf ISIS guy. They didn't cover any of the false flag angles, none of the red flags. It was really, really just really a sick thing to watch. The false flag master doing the bidding of who knows who's calling the shots over there. But, you know, Sandy Hook and Boston, he called out pretty early, but this one, not at all. And so it's been getting worse and worse. Charleston, you know, San Bernardino. It's like the guy that made his name, carved his name out, being the guy that could detect false flags, now is the guy running cover for them. So it's very alarming. And, there's a lot of good work that's done over there. But, when you're talking about the deception from the deep state running these operations on us, it's really embarrassing to watch the big fish in the pond purposefully turning their head the other way and not covering the angles, you know, and letting the audience decide. You know, that's what I'm trying to do here. I try to give you guys as many angles as I can and make up your own mind. This is from The Little Drummer Girl, 1983. Terror is theater. The theater is a con trick. Do you know what that means? Con trick? You've been deceived. Little Drummer Girl, 1983. This is the RAND Corporation, June 1974. I was 3 years old. Terrorism is aimed at the people watching, not at the actual victims. Terrorism is theater. The normal objective of state or official terrorism is to enforce obedience and cooperation. Success demands the creation of an atmosphere of fear and the seeming omnipresence of the internal security apparatus. Yeah, the omnipresence, for some reason, that can never catch anybody unless it's one of them ones where they, set the guy up, string him along the whole time, bribe him, give him the tools, and then bust him at the last second to inflate their budgets. But, you know, these big ones that cause the most trauma, for some reason, the Orwellian panopticon state just happens to miss these all the time. Isn't that weird? All right. The Israeli construct known as the War on Terror is a global fraud, a Zionist war agenda that is based on deception and false flag terrorism. In my presentations about the dual deception of 9/11 and the War on Terror, I used a Mossad quote from The Little Drummer Girl, "Terror is theater." Theater is a con trick. Do you know what that means? Con trick, you've been deceived. I advise people to keep this quote in mind whenever an act of terrorism like the recent massacre in Orlando occurs. One needs to remember that the ultimate purpose of false flag terrorism is to affect public opinion and change the way the target audience thinks about the entity that is blamed. And I got to get into this whole thing, and I'm going to play this when I get into Dr. Barrett stuff about how the FBI and these guys are trying to cover up the fact that Mateen was a regular, at the fag bar. You see, because, and I'm going to get into this later, but basically this, if you want this guy to be a hero in the dumbed down tar jihadi world over there and, run down parts of Arabia that are going to eventually be absorbed into Greater Israel, then you don't want them knowing that he was cruising for guys at the gay bar. So they're trying to kind of put that down, and then it really, you know, destroys the whole narrative of this guy being a jihadi. He wanted to kill gays. Well, if the guy's hanging out at the gay club, maybe he was just some, you know, unbalanced gay that had some sort of a guilt complex, and he snapped and he had to go kill some people. Or maybe somebody gave him a package that he was never going to get rid of. Who knows? So a terrorism expert, Brian Michael Jenkins, wrote, "Terrorism is aimed at the people watching, not at the actual victims. Terrorism is theater. In acts of false flag terrorism, the perpetrators behind the deception come out with information very quickly to create a false narrative, which is then spread by the mainstream media. In the case of the terror attacks of this 9/11, this early planning of the false narrative was done by the former Israeli Prime Minister and Chief of Staff Ehud Barak, who appeared on worldwide BBC World Television blaming Osama bin Laden and calling for an operational concrete wall against terror." I played that numerous times on the program. Before the Twin Towers had even fallen all the way, okay? By appearing on BBC World right after the planes hit the towers, Ehud Barak, former Prime Minister of Israel, was making use of the primacy effect and presenting the desired narrative first, before any evidence could even be examined to determine what had really happened on 9/11. And I still can play this in my head. The day of 9/11 and all the news, it was just like this: Bin Laden, Bin Laden, Bin Laden, Bin Laden. All these jerks on the corporate media all were just parroting this name: Bin Laden, Al Qaeda, Bin Laden. And it was silly. In this case, Barak evidently had prior knowledge of the attacks and was prepared to be in the London studio, the BBC World, to give the world the Israeli narrative of the crime and the Israeli cure for the problem, the global war on terror, something the Israeli military had been pushing since at least 1979. Barak's early analysis became the official version of 9/11, of course. In the case of the mass shooting in the Orlando nightclub, the alleged shooter was identified as an American-born Muslim of Afghan origin before the number of people killed had even been determined. Early on June 12th, while the death toll was thought to be 20, Alex Jones's Infowars.com reporter Paul Joseph Watson posted a video from Dresden when he was covering Bilderberg, by the way, entitled "The Truth About the Gay Nightclub Massacre," in which he blamed the Islamic religion for being the root cause of the Orlando massacre. More than 400,000 people watched the inflammatory video on the first day it was online. Yeah, that's, and I played that the very day, I think, of the Orlando massacre, which was I think it was 6/12, and I think I did my show that night, and I played all this garbage. So you can go back into the archives. You can find it on incendiaryarchive.com if you want to listen to it. There are, of course, many questions about what happened at the Pulse Club in the early hours of June 12th. The main question being, was the Orlando nightclub massacre another act of false flag terror? Okay. How did the media know the name of the alleged shooter before it knew how many people had been killed? Did the shooter really call 911 and make some statement about ISIS and the Boston Marathon bombing? If so, when will we be able to hear it? The FBI has released transcripts of the call, but is not releasing the audio. Why will they not release the audio? There's also a big question about Alex Jones and the role he plays. Why would Infowars.com post a video that blamed Islam before anything was known about what happened at the Pulse Club? Is Alex Jones exploiting the primacy effect for propaganda reasons, just like Ehud Barak? There are many people who trust Alex Jones to give them the truth about important matters that are not discussed in the mainstream media. Jones has a large following, including many sincere truth seekers who believe whatever comes from his website. Well, I think that's a mixed bag. I listen to the show just to stay kind of on the cutting edge and kind of keep the mainstream kind of alternative zeitgeist tap. That's why I kind of follow the show. for InfoWars.com to post Watson's three-minute video, the truth about the gay nightclub massacre, and then blame Islam for being the cause of the massacre is worse than irresponsible journalism. It exposes the role played by Alex Jones and InfoWars.com as a Zionist propagandist in support of the global criminal fraud known as the War on Terror. Well, that's debatable, too. I mean, Jones, to his credit, he gets into the fact that ISIS, et cetera, was set up by deep state actors. But when one of these deep state, you know, minions does something here in the United States, it's Islam. Islam's a death cult, blah, 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 you know. And so there's kind of like that cognitive dissonance that he's pushing there by saying, yeah, ISIS was created by CIA and Saudi Arabia. And he never mentions Israel, by the way. But I've got a clip where basically the head of Israeli military intelligence is saying, we can't let ISIS lose in Syria. That'll be terrible for Israel. But anyway, it's just so retarded that, I mean, the mask is falling off. And I played the Bibi Netanyahu clip where he talks about this week's shooting wasn't merely an attack on the LGBT community. It was an attack on all of us, on our common values of freedom and diversity and choice. Radical Islamist terror makes no distinction between shades of infidel. This week it was gays in Orlando. A few days before that, it was Jews in Tel Aviv. All of us are targets. Working together, we will defeat them even faster. You see the psyop here. It's really just pretty sick stuff. And so I wanted to get that out there. So let's do this, Mr. Producer. It's 12 after. Let's finish up on the EU expansion, and then I'm going to get back into some of my Jones clips. I want to kind of tie up the EU stuff. Let's play clip 5 real quick.
Anyone really think that the establishment's just going to roll over and let this take place, or are they going to put up a fight? I mean, I'm pretty sure they would already have people at the drawing boards feverishly coming up with a solution to all of this, unless the Brexit, a wolf in sheep's clothing, because now the foreign ministers of France and Germany are set to reveal the blueprint, what they're calling, to effectively do away with individual member states in what is being described as an ultimatum. Perhaps the ultimate ultimatum. What they're talking about here is the European superstate. Now, the European superstate is not a new idea. This has been around since right after World War II, when Winston Churchill talked about it in a speech when he called for sort of a United States of Europe. At that point, it had been seen as a precursor to the concept of the European superstate. Now, Vivian Reding, who was the vice president of the European Commission, had also talked about the United States of Europe. So this plan has been around. It's been on the back burner. The question is, are we witnessing the perfect storm of crises, whether they're manufactured or not, to allow the establishment to implement their all-power-encompassing European superstate? Now, under this utopian European superstate, participating countries would lose their rights to have their own army, their own criminal law system, their own taxation system. They would also lose what few controls they have left over their own borders, including the procedures for admitting and relocating refugees. And get this, they would not be permitted to have their own central banks. That's right, because there will be an appointed central bank in this European superstate. So who stands to gain from this superstate? It's going to further remove the power from the people and put it in the hands of the central banks. Now, the Brexit, on the other hand, appears to remove the power from those same establishment and central banks and put it closer to the people. But we have to ask ourselves, is this Brexit truly a victory, or is it a wolf in sheep's clothing? And what will the people do? Will we see the domino effect begin to take place in other countries? I'd love to hear your feedback on this.
You can stop it.
This is Spiro.
Thanks
for watching.
Mr. Producer. You get this, the whole phoenix symbology, a phoenix rising out of the ashes, et cetera, et cetera. So a lot of thinkers out here, and I'm reading this kind of across a lot of lines, they're like, basically, the powers that be might actually let the European Union collapse, and then the Phoenix, the stronger, like, you know, let's say on steroid super state, might rise up out of that. Or, you know, it's hard to say right now. Let's, Mr. Producer, let's go ahead and knock out clip two about Soros and the EU breakup.
Well, George Soros, even though he made like $8 billion on the Brexit, he says that the breakup of the European Union must stop by all means. This next story comes to us courtesy of Nick Gutteridge for the Express UK, who reports that the Hungarian hedge fund manager claimed that millions of people who voted to leave the EU in the Brexit are now suffering, he says, genuine buyer's remorse. Now, it says he'd only backed the Brexit as a form of protest vote, or those people had only backed the Brexit as a form of a protest vote. His remarks are likely to spark outrage amongst the 17 million Britons who did vote to quit the Brussels Club, and come amid growing concerns of an establishment stitch-up to override the will of the people. Now, Soros said the Brexit should be overturned, and it said the EU given even more powers transferred from national governments. He appeared on a panel of the annual meeting of influential European Council on Foreign Relations, and Soros said Brexit voters only cast their ballots with the conviction that Leave would not even succeed. Then he said Europe is genuinely doomed to fall apart unless we pull together. This is not the time for compromises. We need a fundamental reform to reconstruct it from the ground up. So basically what he's saying is that the Brexit exposed the weaknesses of the European Union. It wasn't really supposed to happen, but it happened anyway. And now we're seeing nation after nation after nation, nationalist elements rising up within to offer a referendum in their own state should they come to power. Now, this, of course, casts serious concern and doubt into the structure of the globalist empire that's trying to be, you know, take over the whole planet with the EU at the center of it. So, even though Soros made a killing on it, he does not want to see it break up. So, what are your thoughts? Comment below. Subscribe.
You can stop it there, Mr. Producer. All right. So, back to the protocols. Protocol 3. Today, I might tell you that our goal is now only a few steps off. There remains a small space to cross, and the whole long path we have trodden is ready now to close its cycle of the symbolic snake by which we symbolize our people. When this ring closes, all the states of Europe will be locked in its coil as in a powerful vice. All right, that's Protocol 3. Now, I got the New Text Mars book, Holy Serpent of the Jews, okay? The Symbolic Snake, How We Symbolize Our People, Protocol 3. The Holy Serpent of the Jews. I would suggest everybody, even if you're not a Christian, this book is still a massive resource just because it digs into this whole kind of snake cult, serpent cult ideology of rabbinic, Talmudic, Kabbalistic Judaism. And I'll pick this up on the other side of the break, and then we will move on. But it's pretty fascinating stuff. See you guys on the other side.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We're back. Incendiary Radio. All right. So, Chapter 2, Jaws of the Serpent. The Jews have destroyed every nation in which they gain power. What must be done now to preserve America from this pitiful fate? We Jews, we the destroyers, will remain the destroyers forever. Nothing that you do will meet our needs and demands. We will forever destroy because we need a world of our own, a God world, which is not in your nature to build. All right. That's Hasmaree Samuel, You Gentiles, legendary book. We all read out of it from time to time. Karl Marx, the God of the Jews is money. The Jewish God of practical needs and private interests is money. Money degrades all the other gods of mankind and turns them into commodities. Heinrich Heine, German philosopher and a Jew, shortened the discussion by concluding, the God of the Jew is money, and Rothschild is his prophet. He was playing on Islam there. There's no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet or messenger. The God of the Jew is money, and Rothschild is his prophet. We see then that whatever is good for Israel is also whatever is good for the bankers, and the global banking system is based on usury and is operated by Jews for Jews. The holy serpent makes the Jews gods. It is important for us to note that the Malkuth, the goddess figure in the Kabbalist tree of life, is the same as the feminine spirit known as the Shekinah. You'll hear these Protestant preachers talking about the Shekinah glory when they're preaching on TBN, or that's the same Shekinah that the guys at the Wailing Wall are kind of thrusting their member at. They're having actually kind of imaginary sex with the Shekinah. That's what they're doing at the Wailing Wall when they're bobbing around. And the Shekinah cannot be separated from the spirit of the great serpent. Thus, the holy serpent of the Jews is in fact one and the same as the Shekinah glory. The holy serpent, also called Leviathan, moves man with sexual lust and ravages his mind with the inordinate desire for money. At that point, the holy serpent, as Messiah, having given the Jews their long-sought world kingdom, is devoured by the Jews in a spectacular orgy and feast in which savage bloodletting and the eating of human flesh is front and center. This is utopia for the Jews, a light-filled paradise existence, signaled by a unholy communion of sorts and a celebration of self-divinity. Finally, the Jews will have their kingdom. They will be its gods, and they will be represented by a man king like David, who rises from their midst. And this is Rabbi Emanuel Rabinovich in 1952. The God for which you have striven so concertedly for 3,000 years is at last within our reach. Our race will take its rightful place in the world, with every Jew a king and every Gentile a slave. Rabinovich reminded the rabbis that when the kingdom has come, whites will be forbidden to marry whites, bringing about a multiracial world, a mongrel-like polyglot of races. The universal kingdom will have displaced the nations, making patriotism and nationalism obsolete. Our most dangerous enemy, the white man, will become only a memory. Plainly, Jews do not view themselves as white, and they reject their placement in this genetic pile. They suppose a unique and special species, i.e., God-men. And you can see this play out in the Kalergi plan. Rabbi Rabinovich, the Kalergi plan, they all got this similar thing. You getting the big picture here? I just wanted to, you know, read some of the stuff out of that book, and I'm going to, you know, in the weeks ahead, I'll pick out some good nuggets. But this whole serpent kind of motif with mainstream modern Judaism is such an unresearched topic in the mainline kind of Christian world, and even in the patriot circles. Too many people just think, you know, they get hooked into the kind of Charlie Daniels, Ted Nugent, you know, WorldNet Daily stuff, and they don't get into the deep underbelly of this thing.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
All right, we're back. Cityary Radio. Now, here's a real creepy one. I just saw this earlier. All the predictive programming, all the little cutesy remarks about Obama not leaving office. So I've seen probably 10 instances of this in various kind of formats or settings. And then here's another one. And this one is real creepy. This is in the Canadian Parliament. Obama's up there with his little lover, Trudeau, or whatever the hell these two got going on. And it's only like a minute long, but listen real closely. Let's hit clip 8, Mr. Producer.
Heard of the possibilities here of some kind of event that would cause the election to be canceled or Obama to retain power further than what his two terms would let him. What's interesting is that Canadian lawmakers were just caught chanting 4 more years for Obama.
All right, so you get it. Now you got the Canadian Parliament, the biggest wussies on the planet. They're just as bad as like the Paul Ryans, probably even worse. I don't know what is up with these countries in the north. Should be these hardcore people, and it's just like some serious mind control, weaponization, psy warfare. Just this media has just it's embarrassing, and there's. Sitting up there, all these white 4 more years, Obama. Yeah, you just done such a great job wrecking the planet for the kosher Nostra. We want 4 more years of that. Yeah, while everybody thinks you're a Muslim, you know, he probably has some sympathies being raised in the madrasa over there and Indonesia, had a tranny for a nanny, his little Pakistani boyfriend where you got pictures of him on the couch with when he was in university. I mean, this guy's one screwed up individual. he's a piece of work. So anyway, Canadian Parliament, they're yelling 4 more years for this creep. One of the worst traitors to ever occupy the office, right up there with the Bush family and the Clintons. Now, this is this Ash guy. I've been reading about this for the last few days. It might have been a week that I might have played it last week. But it's now they're finding this guy's throat crushed from a barbell or a dumbbell. And he was just set to testify basically about some serious criminality with Hillary being Secretary of State and all that. And it might have been going all the way back to Chinagate when the Clinton administration basically for campaign money gave the Chinese a bunch of very advanced weaponry. I mean, you had Travelgate, you had Chinagate, you've had water, Whitewater, the Clinton body count, MENA, Arkansas. I mean, this gang, this Dixie Mafia gang, they're really something else. Let's play clip 7, Mr. Producer.
We have another man that has turned up dead. I heard about this here a few days ago. They had initially ruled this as being a heart attack. Now, what's important to note here is that this man did not die of a heart attack. People can call it conspiracy theory, coincidence, bad luck, but there's a mafia running both sides of this illusion of choice that all the sheep out here are voting for. It is a cartel that will stop at nothing from keeping their secrets within their circles. There is a long list of Clinton-related body counts, scores of people dying under mysterious circumstances, and many that were supposed to be testifying against the Clintons. Now, one of the most well-known is Vince Foster. They stated that he had been, well, he killed himself, they state, through suicide. Many believe that he was suicided, meaning that they killed him, making it look like a suicide. Now we have another official that was just getting ready to testify against Clinton in court, and he ends up dead. His name was John Ash. He was the former president of the United Nations General Assembly. Now, does it mean they can't get him? He was supposed to show up in court with another man, like I said, to testify against the Clintons, but they said, oh no, this man's dead now. He died from a heart attack, they initially stated. Well, now, when you go back and you look at the police records, the police on the scene tell a different story. This is one you should pay attention to. This man didn't have a heart attack. This man's throat was crushed. The man's throat was crushed. So how are they going to depict this? He was on his workout bench lifting weights. Something must have happened. It was an accident. It slipped and it crushed his throat and it killed him. That's what's at the bottom of this mess. Not a heart attack. So as soon as you see that there's two totally different stories on how this man died, there should be red flags flying everywhere.
All right, you can stop it there.
I've lifted weights.
You get
lift
it.
Weights.
You get it. Yeah, I lift weights too, and I'll tell you, I don't know if I could let a bar cross my throat. It's pretty. I mean, it's just this is the silliness of the world we live in. I mean, it's gangster. It's hardcore gangster. Now it's just like they don't even care. The assassination's going on. I mean, maybe that's why guys got to toe the line like Jones or whatever, and got to really temper where he's at. He's gotten to such a size, man, where he's probably got that you know, Goldstein offer that he can't refuse, a Rothschild offer, whatever, Rockefeller offer. But, you know, it's crazy that you see all these people just, you know, falling off, dying, and crazy. Now, here's an interesting one. Jean-Claude Juncker, like head of the European Commission, makes a statement about aliens, okay? And Mr. Producer, let's hit clip 10 real quick.
Why this story is not getting good coverage on mainstream media is beyond me. I just can't figure it out. Well, actually, I can. We all know the reason why they're covering this up. It's part of the disclosure process. But imagine Barack Obama, the President of the United States, talking about aliens, or even the Secretary General of the United Nations coming out and saying that he's been in contact with aliens from other planets, and they're telling us about how they're not happy the way we're conducting our business here on Earth. Well, the president of the European Commission has said just that. In the media, in this country, and the rest of the world, basically is not even covering this. But I've got you covered. I'm going to show you the clip right here. Go ahead and leave your comments when I'm done with this. But anyways, here's that clip. He's speaking before a large group of people. Listen in.
All right. Well, you can stop it there. It's in French, so I'm not going to play it. It's in French, but I got the translation. We must know that those who observe us from afar are worried. I've seen and heard and listened to several of the leaders of other planets. They're very worried because they question themselves about the path the European Union will follow. Thus, we must reassure both Europeans and those who observe us from afar. And I, you know, just creepy stuff. And remember, I played a few weeks ago one of the head guys in the army talking about hybrid armies, little green men, et cetera, et cetera. And I follow kind of this, I guess you would say, set of followers of the wing of eschatology that's basically like the whole fake disclosure, blue beam kind of deception, to where people they're going to basically do a fake alien invasion to unite the planet and bring us basically into the next kind of paradigm where if they can get most of the people on the planet to believe that another race has revealed itself to us from, you know, afar, that somehow we're going to move into the Independence Day kind of mode, mentally and spiritually and so forth. And so it'll bring us into this kind of more new age theological construct versus Islam, Christianity, whatever. So it'll bring us past that, and then we're going to drop our old gods, and then we'll move into the new alien kind of mindset. And so we've got to prepare the fact that this has been in the works, and there's a whole wing of these people that they think that, you know, from the comments of Reagan at the United Nations, the threat from an exterior force, an alien force, and then Kissinger's comments about on the streets of Los Angeles, you know, an alien, blah, 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 all that crap. It'll bring us into the New World Order, blah, 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 blah. So it's another step towards that. And the Vatican, the Vatican with Exo Vaticana, and I've read that book, I have it, and it kind of deals with the whole alien savior kind of thing that Rome and the Jesuits are kind of trying to perpetuate. And I'm sure there's a bunch of the tribe involved in this grand deception too. And so, you know, it's something to keep your eyes on, but I came across that and I'm like, oh, nice. How about we get into the 401ks, the possibility of, you know, these bail-ins. I mean, these people with these, with money market accounts and all this stuff, it's getting real creepy and a lot of people are getting freaked out. Mr. Producer, let's hit clip 9. You got it?
This is just a heads up here for folks out there that may have a 401k. Over here at SGTReport.com, where they have really good video here talking about a paper that was received by one of these individuals that states that their accounts that are all cash in non-government federated cash, obligated money markets, they're moving them to federated government obligations. Now, this is going to impact a lot of people. Not those so much that are invested into the precious metals, as he is, but many others that are unsuspecting and are thinking they're going to have retirement money there. Their money is not safe. It's actually liquid in these money market accounts. Now, this is a slippery slope where they're trying to force account holders to invest in government debt, a.k.a. treasuries. And this is exactly what these people over here have been warning about for some time. They go into detail. It's about an 18-minute video. But they discuss important key factors involved with anyone here that has a 401k, talking about the retirement money. And a lot of people just may be surprised to find out what's happening with their money. They just have no clue.
You can stop it there, Mr. Producer. So we've been seeing this kind of build up on the horizon. We saw in Cyprus what they did, what they called a haircut. Yeah, you got a bank account with 10 G's. Guess what? You got 7,500 now. Boy, how you like it? Now you're seeing negative interest rates where it actually costs you money to hold your money in a financial institution in other parts of the world. That could very well come our way. And now everybody with money tied up in the retirement system, the pension systems, they're all in danger. I wanted to throw this out here. Jucifer, the hacker, the Romanian hacker. Oh, he's missing. Yeah, he was in jail somewhere, and now they can't find the guy. That's nice, isn't it? This is the guy also that a lot of you might not remember. He is the one that hacked into some very deep state stuff and put it out there that the city of Chicago, and I've talked about Chicago with Stefan Molyneux, the fall of Chicago, there will be no recovery, where it really just gets into the financial situation of the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago, the pension system, billions in the hole. But Jucifer, the same guy that hacked Hillary, the Romanian hacker who was extradited here, and he was being held in jail. Now he can't. Now nobody can find him. This is the guy that put out the false flag warning for Chicago as well. So keep that in mind. Lucky Larry and the Blackstone Group and all them got the Willis Tower up there. It got a new paint job, probably some nanothermite. But you never know what's going to happen up there. There's a lot going on. And so keep your eyes on Chicago. And I see we're coming up on a break. And then we're going to try to run through the rest of the clips and a few articles, but I got some interesting stuff to cover. So I know we're coming up on break any second, but there's a company out of Tel Aviv called Faceception, and it's in my next set of clips. Really creepy stuff, where basically they can determine your personality by your facial construct and the way you look. They can tell if you're a terrorist or not, and it all comes from Tel Aviv. So we'll see you on the other side.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Incendiary Radio. All right, now check this out. I got an article and a clip, and this is kind of like just a big picture thing to tie in. This is off of Infostormer.com. Jew backer of Hillary Clinton celebrates Elie Wiesel's death, denounces him as a racist supporter of fascism. 2016 has become the year of nonstop blessings from up above, with nearly every single day playing host to some event or another that either directly pushes forward our cause or witnesses the coalition of our enemies further dissolve into anarchy and bitter infighting. And it talks about the neocons turning on their former supporters, blacks lashing out against gays, gay Jews battle with feminist trash inside America's universities, talking about Milo, Muslims butcher Western queers. Well, that's a false flag. I don't agree with that part. And non-whites assemble against European-descended communists. Max Blumenthal, son of Sydney, Elie Wiesel's dead. He spent his last years inciting hatred, defending apartheid, and palling around with fascists. Talking about Bibi and the Likudnik ride and John Hagee and all that. Never mind the fact that Wiesel likely single-handedly bought the Jews a whole generation of further domination through his Holocaust fabrications and set aside the evidence that the lying snake advanced the cause of multiculturalism throughout his unfortunately long life, for his hatred of Palestinians negates all. And so Holocaust survivor and Nobel laureate Elie Wiesel died on Saturday at the age of 87. He was living witness, blah, blah, blah. Which is precisely why terror sympathizers and anti-Semites like Max Blumenthal, Jewish, son of Hillary Clinton's close associate Sid, and a Jew who hates both Israel and the Jewish people into which he was born, celebrated Wiesel's death. Well, that's a lot more complicated than that. A lot of people believe that Max is just part of the controlled pro-Palestinian, kind of anti-expansionist Israel wing of propaganda, but he's still basically there as an operative. And so, but it's kind of interesting to watch, you know, that whole kind of thing. Now, Mr. Producer, this is Ben Shapiro basically trashing Milo. And so you got Jewish guy Ben Shapiro. Him and Milo are into it. So this is another layer of kind of infighting on the Jewish house. Now, see, this is the kind of stuff that certain people say this is all just surface and it's meant to distract and blah, blah, blah. So, Mr. Producer, let's play clip 16.
Are you still going to be debating Milo? I haven't heard anything about that lately. So the answer is no, I won't be debating Milo. The reason I won't be debating Milo is because he's a coward. And the reason he's a coward is because 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, first of all, somebody, I think it was Dave Rubin, plus Stephen Crowder, they both offered to host a debate between me and Milo on the alt-right and Donald Trump. And Milo went totally silent. And then he blamed Breitbart News for telling him not to do it. A couple weeks later, he then said, fine, I'm willing to do it now. And he emailed me and he emailed Dave Rubin and he emailed, you know, all the people involved and he said, let's set this up. And within an hour, I had my assistant email back times, right? And he said, within the next couple of weeks. No response. Nothing. Right? He says, I'll get back to you. No response. For a week. For 2 weeks. For 3 weeks, right? And then I email him again, you know, last week and a half ago, and I said, okay, well, you know, I'm holding these dates open, and I'm not going to keep holding dates open, so are we doing this or not? No response. No response because he's chicken. Because he's chicken poop. Because he is a coward.
All right, you can stop it there. We'll see you guys on the other side of the break. But it's interesting, this kind of dust up in the Jewish right. Infighting. We'll see you guys on the other side.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin, and to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.